Ladies and gentlemen, give the best welcome ever to the man of the hour, the man of the decade. And for us, indeed, the man of the century, our state president-elect, Nelson Mandela!
Nelson Mandela, now 75, did, of course, not only live to see this day, but to be elected president-elect. And now, here is his address.
Your Excellencies, members of the diplomatic corps, my fellow South Africans, today we are entering a new era for our country and its people. Today we celebrate not the victory of a party, but a victory for all the people of South Africa. Our country has arrived at a decision. Among all the parties that contested the election, the overwhelming majority of South Africans have mandated the African National Congress to lead our country into the future. The South Africa we have struggled for, in which all our people, be they African, colored, Indian or white, regard themselves as citizens of one nation, is at hand. Perhaps it was history that ordained that it be here at the Cape of Good Hope that we should lay the foundation stone of our new nation. For it was here at this Cape over 3 centuries ago that they began the fateful convergence of the peoples of Africa, Europe, and Asia on these shores. It was to this peninsula that the patriots, among them many princes and scholars of Indonesia, were dragged in chains. It was on the sandy plains of this peninsula that the first battles of the epic wars of resistance were fought. When we look out across Table Bay, the horizon is dominated by Robben Island, whose infamy as the dungeon built to stifle the spirit of freedom is as old as colonialism in South Africa. For 3 centuries, that island was seen as a place to which outcasts could be banished. The names of those who were incarcerated on Robben Island is a roll call of resistance. Resistance fighters and Democrats spanning over 3 centuries. If indeed this is the Cape of Good Hope, that hope owes much to the spirit of that legion of fighters and others of their caliber. We have fought. We have fought for a democratic constitution since the 1880s. Ours has been a quest for a constitution freely adopted by the people of South Africa, reflecting their wishes and their aspirations. The struggle for democracy has never been a matter pursued by one race, class, religious community, or gender among South Africans. In honoring those who fought to see this day arrive, we honor the best sons and daughters of all our people. We can count amongst them Africans, coloreds, whites, Indians, Muslims, Christians, Hindus, Jews, all of them united by a common vision of a better life for the people of this country. It was that vision that inspired us in 1923 when we adopted the first ever Bill of Rights in this country. The same vision spurred us to put forward the African claims in 1946. It is also the founding principle of the Freedom Charter we adopted as a policy in 1955, which in its very first lines places before South Africa an inclusive basis for citizenship. In the 1980s, the African National Congress was still setting the pace, being the first major political formation in South Africa to commit itself firmly to a Bill of Rights, which we published in November 1990. These milestones give concrete expression to what South Africa can become. They speak of a constitutional, democratic political order in which, regardless of color, gender, religion, political opinion, or sexual orientation, the law will provide for the equal protection of all our citizens. They protect a democracy in which the government, whoever that government may be, will be bound by a higher set of rules embodied in a constitution and will not be able to govern the country as it pleases. Democracy is based on the majority principle. This is especially true in a country such as ours, where the vast majority have been systematically denied their rights. At the same time, democracy also requires that the rights of political and other minorities be safeguarded. In the political order we have established there will be regular, open and free elections at all levels of government, central, provincial and municipal. There shall also be a social order which respects completely the culture, language and religious rights of all sections of our society and the fundamental rights of the individual. The task at hand will not be easy, but you have mandated us to change South Africa from a country in which the majority lived with little hope to one in which they can live and work with dignity, with a sense of self-esteem and confidence in the future. The cornerstone of building a better life of opportunity, freedom and expression is the most dynamic program of social upliftment in the history of this country, the Reconstruction and Development Program. This needs unity of purpose. It needs unity in action. It requires us all to work together to bring an end to division, an end to suspicion, and to build a nation united in our diversity. The people of South Africa have spoken in these elections. They want change, and change is what they will get. Our plan is to create jobs, promote peace and reconciliation, and to guarantee freedom for all South Africans. We will tackle the widespread poverty so pervasive among the majority of our people by encouraging investors and the democratic state to support a job-creating jobs projects in which manufacturing will play a central role. We will try to change our country from a net exporter of the few of raw materials to one that exports finished products through beneficiation. The government will devise policies that encourage and reward productive enterprise among the disadvantaged communities, African, colored, and Indian. By easing credit conditions, we can assist them to make inroads into the productive and manufacturing spheres and break out of the small-scale distribution to which they are presently confined. To raise our country and its people from the morass of racism and apartheid will require determination and effort. As a government, the ANC will create a legal framework that will assist rather than impede the awesome task of reconstruction and development of our battered society. While we are and shall remain fully committed to the spirit of a government of national unity, we are determined to initiate and bring about the change that our mandate from the people demands. We place our vision of a new constitutional order for South Africa on the table, not as conquerors prescribed to the conquered. We speak as fellow citizens to heal the wounds of the past, with the intent of constructing a new order based on justice for all. This is the challenge that faces all South Africans today, and it is one to which I am certain we will all rise. I thank you.